You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 159. And in today's show, I'm going to teach you how to profit in your PJs. You know, that's a phrase that I coined way back in the early 2000s, not quite in 1999 when I started online, but it's a phrase that I coined to use to describe what my goal was in building a network marketing direct sales business using the internet. And so in today's show, I'm going to share with you what that looks like, and I'm going to let you peek on the inside of my Profit in Your PJs report. And if you don't have it, you can hop over to profitinyourpjsnow.com and download it, and then you'll have the guide to go along with it. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello again. It's Jackie Almer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I love bringing you this show one or two times a week. I'm typically doing two, but as I've given in my disclaimer, my business is really revving up, and summer's coming on, and I may not have time to do two a week anymore. So if you find that I skip a day, it's not because I forgot. It's just because real life got in the way and things got busy. Although I am going to share what you'll find over the next few months, and I'm going to be repurposing some of the old content that I used to do when I did a live weekly teleseminar before I launched my podcast, before podcasting became big. So be listening for some of those too, because I have a lot of good old content that's still very relevant that I'll be sharing out there, which is basically what today is. Today, I took the very first audio in my Profit in Your PJs report and wanted to share that with you because, you know, summer's a great time, anytime's a great time really, but now is really a great time to begin putting together a plan if you're wanting to take your business online. And I can't encourage you enough to do that. It's kind of funny. I just got done completing an article for Networking Times, the magazine for network marketing and direct sales. I'm on their advisory council for the editorial group for that publication. I've been honored to serve on that and have submitted articles in the past, but they've got a new one coming out, new edition coming out on social media. And Josephine Gross over there had asked me to submit an article. And what I'm really sharing about is, you know, if I were starting today with the knowledge that I have using social media, what would be the exact steps that I would take? So I'll be sharing some of that over the next few months too. But make sure that you go over to networkingtimes.com and at least get signed up for the free issue. Let them know that Jackie Almer sent you if you get a chance to do that. I don't earn any money for that, but I just definitely want them to know that I value and love their publication. I love Josephine. I love Chris. I love what they do for the profession. And I think that it's a publication that uplifts us all. Okay, so one-on-one coaching, getting more and more requests for that. It's filling up because I only take a very limited number on a month-to-month basis because of time. But if you go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, you will see my two options over there for coaching with me, either one-on-one or in our Inner Circle membership site where you can ask all the questions you want on the forum and I'll answer them. We've got a hot topic going on over there now with, you know, feeling stuck, struggling to get a target market identified, then launching the blog, and then how to create more connections with LinkedIn. So head on over there and take a look at that and join in our community. Okay, with that, I am going to cut in my first audio, as I mentioned, in my audio report, Profit in Your PJs, how I've built truly a multi-million dollar business from home since 1999 and truly created what I call a pinch me business. Every day, almost every day, I walk my dog along the beach. I take the time that I need. I take the time that I want. And I really practice gratitude that I was willing to take the steps needed to launch my business online and stick with it even when it felt like I could never figure it all out, I did, and you can too. And so I want to share that first in a series for you. If you like what you hear, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. If you have a question for the show, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Ask it over at jackieelmer.com/question or post it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And by the way, hop on over to that Facebook page. I've been uploading a lot of training videos and information there. So facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. All right, here we go. Profit in your PJs. Welcome to Profit in Your PJs, 8 easy steps to create and build your dream business online. I'm Jackie Elmer, and I'm here to paint a picture for you of what is possible and then to truly help you create a lifestyle business, one you love and that really doesn't feel like work at all, and one that provides true freedom, both time and money. Now, maybe what you're looking for is to build something you love, to do work that is meaningful to you, and maybe even change the world. And you might even be saying, to heck with all of that, just show me how I can fire my boss and get out of this corporate cubicle. Well, I've done just that. I've created a true pinch-me business, one that I love and that I jump out of bed daily, ready to do more of and reach more people and change more lives. So whatever your reason is, I can help you achieve it. And I'm so glad that our paths have crossed. You know, most people get started online because what they really want is a better life. So I have a question. Actually, I have several. Are you ready to make a change? Are you like millions of Americans and others across the globe? Have you found the myth of the American dream to be a nightmare in reality? Do you ever feel trapped, insignificant, a slave really to the 9-to-5 grind of a job? Tired of being chained to a desk and someone else's schedule? Well, one last question for you. Okay, maybe two. Have you ever tossed and turned in bed at night, pondering the possibilities of having your own home-based business? And better yet, considered the possibilities of using the internet as a major part of your business from home? Well, welcome to the future. And not just the future, your future. And your future is happening right now. You already know about the incredible phenomenon of the internet. That's why you're here. Think about the way the internet has changed all of our lives already. It has changed the way we shop, play, research, and work. The internet has been touted as the greatest self-help tool ever invented. If people are going to the internet to find answers and solutions to problems that range from the cure to the common cold to the closest zoo in Timbuktu, how many people are also going online looking for a way to solve their financial issues, looking for a home-based business, looking for a way to make money from the internet? Bingo. Are you ready to put this incredible tool to work for you? I want you to ask yourself these 3 questions. Is the internet the wave of the future? Are fortunes being made on the internet right now? Am I making my fortune on the internet? Well, the answer to the first 2 questions is absolutely yes. A resounding yes, in fact, and we've just barely scratched the surface. So what's your answer to question number 3? In this audio report, you're going to get the 8 steps that I used starting back in October of 1999 and continue to use today to build a business of significance from my home or wherever I am with my laptop and internet connection. We'll be covering an introduction to online business building, who I am, and what I can teach and offer you, what you must know, and that's what we're going to cover in today's audio. Then we'll move on to how to create your own online marketing hub and business. This is easier than you think. After all, I did it. I did it as a mom with 2 small children and a husband who was gone half the month and no knowledge whatsoever of internet, techie stuff, or any of that. We'll talk about how to create an email list of prospective customers and business partners, some of whom are eager to do business with you. We'll cover your brand and the message that you deliver and how this drives your results online. This is a critical, critical piece, a piece that most people miss. We'll talk about how to build relationships online and establish a following how to learn to leverage social media marketing the right way. We'll talk about how to create those great marketing funnels using those social media sites such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, and others. Then we'll move into content. You've probably already heard about content. We're going to talk about what it is and how to create it in a way that adds value. People love and crave quality information. That's probably why you're here listening right now. Then we're going to talk about how to put it all together in a daily 30 to 60 minute marketing blueprint, something that fits for you. And then I'll share with you all the tools and resources that I use and the recommendations that I have for getting out there and the tools that I still use today to build my empire. Now, you should have received the ebook guide to Profit in Your PJs to print and go along with this audio series. It has a place for notes and resources. And when you've completed the series and the guide with it, you'll have a resource to come back to over and over again for each of these 8 steps. So you don't have to constantly be thinking, now, how do I get my list going? How do I create a lead capture? What are the keys to social media and marketing online and those type things? So that's an important part of it. And then also, you're going to get a daily email for the first 8 days. And if that seems like too much, feel free to unsubscribe. Everyone comes in at a different level and place, and perhaps now is not the right time for you. So with that, let's get started. So in this first audio, what we're going to cover is an introduction to online business building and the really key pieces that you need to know. You know, let's face it and embrace it. We live in the computer age. There's no mystery there. The internet and e-commerce are big business, and the facts and figures associated with this new way of doing business are going straight through the roof. So what if I told you that it is possible to build a highly successful online business, that you could pursue your own passions and create an income online, that you can create a consistent, automated flow of new leads and business that come to you, and that you can create multiple streams of passive income, income that grows larger over time? How would you like to wake up each morning to thousands of dollars being added to your bank account, sales that came in overnight, even as you slept? Would that make a difference for you and your family? Well, prepare to get excited, because not only is it possible, I've done it, and I want to show you exactly how you can do it too. Now, it can be challenging to create a business that you're proud of, and I get that. And if you follow along, and I mean really follow along with what I share and what I teach and what I've actually done, you'll create not only a business that you're proud of, but one that rocks your world and creates lifestyle freedom. By the time you're done listening to this audio series, you'll have a much better idea of how to get started and, more importantly, how to build and sustain that successful business. So whether you're brand new to online business building or you've been around a while, you're going to find some new ideas and possibilities through social media marketing and the concepts of building You Inc. We'll cover the 8 simple concepts that you'll want to implement into your business and what you'll want to model over and over again so that you can begin to build that business and lifestyle to put you on that journey toward your dreams. It's time for you to cash in on the potential and profits that this amazing tool called the internet offers. And it offers this to anyone willing to invest a little time, resources, and elbow grease to get the job done. So if this sounds great to you, let's get started. I'm going to share what I know and what I've done to create that multi-million dollar business. And really, this is a question I'm asked. It doesn't matter what you sell or offer. Doing business online is pretty much the same. So before we continue, I want to just share a little bit of information about myself. I want to introduce myself to you, because you may have found me through this audio series, through this report, kind of for the first time, and you have no clue really who I am. You can actually meet me online at my hub of the universe, JackieAulmer.com, JackieAulmer. So you might be asking, who are you and why are you qualified to teach me these things? And what makes you different from the get-rich-quick artists online and everyone else who's trying to sell me their latest $997 secrets program? Well, I'm glad you asked, because there is a difference. And do keep in mind, if this girl can do it, you can do it too. You don't need to do this on your own. I'm here to help. That's what this report is designed and this audio series is designed to do. So first of all, it's important to know that I'm a very ordinary person with no special skills or education. In fact, I never finished college. I consider myself street smart, however, because I'm self-taught and very passionate and driven about education that interests me. When I started online, I had never taken a formal computer, web design, or internet marketing class. I began building a direct sales home business offline in 1994, and in 1999, I took my business online. Now, I was an average home-based business owner. I was basically a mom with two preschool-age children, a husband who's gone half the month, and a huge desire for more. That was before the internet. I'll tell you, I wasn't setting any records in my company. I had success, and I did make money, but much of it was a struggle, and a lot of it was a personal struggle in my own head, but whatever. Much of it consisted of ways of doing the business that did not appeal to me. So I made my warm market list, I contacted people, and I did learn and develop the skills that I needed to talk to people about my business. I joined networking groups, the Chamber of Commerce. I did all of the traditional methods you hear about. And you know, I struggled with contacting people in the beginning, and I never wanted to be someone who chased my friends, family, and neighbors, and anyone who came within 3 feet of me. Have you heard that story before? Now, I'm going to give you a quick disclaimer here. You're going to hear a lot of debate, and you probably already have, about old school versus new school marketing techniques in direct sales. I'm here to tell you that both work, and never think otherwise. I do believe that you should always notify your warm market list about your business. Because remember this, every single person who goes online looking for a business, they have a warm market already. And chances are that they know someone with a business that might interest them, that might be the perfect fit for them, but they've never been notified. So that's the end of my disclaimer number one. Now, you may be thinking that it must have been easy for me to transition to the internet. Perhaps I already had a computer background. Well, I've already shared that with you. Maybe you're thinking I already knew the inner workings of the internet and had a head start. I want to reinforce this point in case you're doubting your own abilities. The reality is, I knew that the internet existed back in 1999. I knew there was a website called Yahoo for finding things. I'll tell you, Google was just getting started. That's kind of the funny thing. Although I would go on and use Yahoo, but I never knew how to get back where I started. And I knew that we had an email address, which rarely contained anything of value. Boy, that's changed. I was just a stay-home mom who wanted to create something more for my family and my future. And I didn't want my husband to have the stress of supporting a family of four on one income. I didn't want to leaf through travel magazines, which is my total hot button, travel, and wish that we could travel too. You know, that was it. I was greener than green online. Here are words and concepts that I heard that I knew nothing about. And it's probably going to make you feel good because I'm guessing that here today, you probably know what a lot of these mean. So you've got a head start on where I was back in 1999. The term URL, I had no idea what that term meant. To be honest with you, I know what it means, but I can't tell you what those three letters stand for. I could take a stab at it, but I'm not sure I'd be correct. Domain name, same thing. I didn't know what that meant. What was a domain? Autoresponder. Well, that sounded way too technical to even think about. Even lead capture or splash page. I'm not even sure those words existed way back then. Search engine optimization, pay-per-click. These were all foreign terms. Social media marketing. Well, I will tell you, Facebook, YouTube, those didn't exist in 1999. That's okay, though. Look at where we are today. So here is what I did know. The facts and figures associated with this growing phenomenon called the internet was and is staggering, and I wanted to be a part of it. I knew it was the answer to my prayers for growing a successful business. I knew this was going to be my ticket to success in network marketing. I knew that it was going to take some effort, and I also knew that it would be the best decision I would ever make. I knew that this was how a stay-at-home mom with small children was going to make network marketing rock. I was sold, and there was no turning back for me. So I rolled up my sleeves, and I got busy. And here's what happened. It truly exceeded my wildest expectations. It created exactly what I wanted in a business from home and in network marketing and affiliate marketing. It allowed me to toss my advertising and paid leads list, stop hanging out in coffee shops waiting to be no-showed by my prospects who didn't know me, to stop spending hours at weekly meetings, and it allowed me to have my business out in front of big numbers of people without even needing to be physically present. Well, pinch me. Seriously, it was a dream come true. And quite honestly, I'm still lost in the dream, except that it's really happening. If you want to see kind of a video, my very first video on this story, you can go to JackieAlmer.com/InternetYT. JackieAlmer.com/InternetYT. That's my first YouTube video that talks about my journey online. Now, I laughed today when I watched this video because it was truly the first video I ever created. And you can tell I was nervous. It's dry. Not a lot of my personality comes through. If you watch some of my more recent videos, you'll see that anyone can do this and that you get better with practice. And the funny thing is, that was professionally shot by a videographer. But anyway, that's another story. Now, I will tell you the bulk of my business that I've built online, I've done it without spending any money on advertising. First of all, I didn't have the money, and I sure didn't have the knowledge on how to advertise effectively. And, you know, today top leaders in network marketing have contacted me to train them and their audience, including Tim Sales, Doug Fireball, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, and Margie Alaprande dubbed me the queen of social media. Josephine Gross of Networking Times said, "You really walk your talk." She attended my team dinner at a company event one year and just started asking people how they found me. And every single one of them said, "Oh, I found her online." So I do, you know, walk my talk. I don't just talk about it and haven't really done it. If you'd like to create something like this for yourself, something that pays you over and over again for your efforts, something that allows you to stop trading time for dollars and leverages the time that you do put into your business, let's get busy. Now, here's my second disclaimer, and this is really important too. I want to address the topic of information overload. It's easy to try and absorb all the information coming to you and then begin to feel frustrated and overwhelmed. Yes, information overload is a big part of the business to some extent. But you know what? I felt that way throughout my entire network marketing career, even when the internet wasn't a part of my business. So don't let this overwhelm you. There will be times when it feels overwhelming and you may question your sanity. It's normal. I felt this way at times too, and sometimes I still do. But here's the thing, quitting was not an option for me. I was convinced then and still am that the internet is going somewhere. You'll have people saying, "Oh, you need to be focused on your Facebook business page." And then another's going to say, "Oh, nope, video is really where it's at. Shoot videos every day." Then you're going to hear that webinars are the bomb and you need to be doing these. Then it's Twitter, LinkedIn, Reddit, StumbleUpon. What about Pinterest and Instagram? What about a podcast? Jeezy peasy. I know, it's crazy. Stop the madness. No, you will get where you need to be if you seriously take it one step at a time and follow the steps in the order that they need to be completed for maximum effectiveness. This training series and what I should share contains all kinds of methods for marketing online. You don't have to master or even understand them all now or ever. Choose a few, focus on those, and then once mastered, then slowly introduce other methods to what you're doing. And if you find it just doesn't resonate with you, let it go. You don't need all of them. Even today, I focus on only a handful of marketing funnels, but I'm consistent and diligent. I have a weekly and monthly plan, and actually a daily plan that I take action on. So get the must-haves done first. That would be your blog and website and your autoresponder for lead capture. Then pick one or two marketing methods to begin with. That would be your social media sites. And as for the rest, just file them away and come back to them when you're ready for them. This is so important. Take things as you can handle them and don't get caught up in that all or nothing mode. Every completed task is a great accomplishment and it takes you one step closer to the finished game plan. Remember, you basically only have to get your system set up once and then it's set to go and it will work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for years and years and years. Yes, you'll tweak things as you go along, but nothing significant. You just got to get it started. Now imagine this. Imagine yourself and your family vacationing on an exotic island where TVs, telephones, and the internet are hard to find. And while you're busy sunning, playing in the sand, enjoying quality family time, your bank account is growing because people all over the world are buying online. Could you get used to this lifestyle? A lifestyle that allows you to be your own boss and earn a living while you eat, vacation, spend time with your family, play golf, sleep, or do whatever else you enjoy and make money in your PJs. Did you know that thousands of people all around the world are already enjoying this type of lifestyle and business? And the only difference between you and them is that they've already put the knowledge that they've learned from this report into action. So will you do the same? There are students, housewives, doctors, lawyers, senior citizens, bankers, musicians, stockbrokers, factory workers, stay-at-home moms, and more earning a living by the simple concepts and ideas that I share. The internet revolution will only happen once, and the good news is that even now we're still at the very beginning. You're not too late. I call this first mover advantage. Those who get in early and get busy and stay consistent will reap the rewards. But what you must do is educate yourself on the current trends of business and how to use these exciting technologies to build a highly successful and lucrative international business. When polled, did you know 96% of people responded overwhelmingly that they would like to have their own business? Most of these people want to earn their living from home. And more people, of course, want to learn how to do that using the internet. So you combine all this together and you have the formula for success. The problem that most people experience is they don't know how to get online effectively and make money. So they go from program to program and empty promise to empty promise without success. And there are way too many programs out there that cost too much for the average person to get started and feel comfortable about their decision. After all, it shouldn't break the family bank to start a business, right? What is needed is a system and someone to coach you to success, and I can help. I don't get into a bunch of bright, shiny object type things. I feel blessed that I was trained very early on by the internet pioneers. That was back in 1999, and there wasn't a lot of hype, no massive product launches, and so on. They taught me on the true foundations of marketing online, and that is what I still do today. Now, you already know you have to be careful and do your research carefully. You've surely seen all the hype and scams that are all over the internet. And why do people do that? Well, they don't know what they're doing, and it's never going to work. I'm going to address the issue of overwhelm, bright, shiny objects, and handling distractions. That is not what builds a successful business. Tried, tested, and true techniques will do that. So let's talk about the components then for marketing online. Let's discuss what it takes to build a successful business online. Successful businesses are built through relationships, human interaction, and integrity. Think about the business relationships you have in your day-to-day life. Most of us choose our hairdresser, our car mechanic, our realtor, and those type things based on a level of trust and business respect. And here's the thing, the same thing is true of the internet. Your primary goal online is to develop relationships that come from trust, and ultimately, many of those will lead to a business relationship. The upside of this is that it's different from offline marketing in that these people come to you, already interested in a business. You're not trying to sell them on the idea of a business. They're already sold. Now you just want them to sell themselves on the idea of you as a business partner. Do you see the difference in this style of marketing and lead development? I've had great success marketing a variety of products on the internet, and I generate business leads and receive orders daily from people from all different areas, all around the globe, even as I sleep. I have a business where the sun truly never sets on my income, and I've built a team all across the globe. I've sold my products and coaching in many countries, including Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Brazil, Singapore, France, Italy, and the list goes on. Most of these are countries I've never ever been to, and I don't know the people and don't know anyone in those countries. Now today I do. Well, pinch me again. I get so excited just even talking about it, especially since it's been my dream since I sat hunched over a tiny laptop in 1999 trying to figure it all out. I had a big dream and a big vision of where I wanted this to take me. And I'm doing a thriving business with people I never would have been able to reach through traditional advertising. The success has come as a result of studying the internet, the culture, and experimentation, and just plain hard work. Yes, there is an element of hard work involved. It's much more than throwing up a website and expecting the world to buy from you. It's not like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. You must have a passion and a drive that keeps you burning the midnight oil in the beginning and developing your online marketing system, your marketing funnels, and your following. Do you have a passion that will fuel this? Do you have a burning reason why that's going to keep you going even when you're ready to pull out your hair? Remember this, everything is figure outable. Today with Google and YouTube, there is nothing you can't figure out if you're committed. Are you willing to be self-motivated and know that there is an answer that you can find? Most often you can find it on your own to what you're wanting to accomplish. See, the biggest key to online success, once you have your online marketing system, and we'll be covering that, in place, is building relationships and offering something of value that attracts people to you. It is by far the best way that I've found to do business. And it's funny, sometimes people get concerned about costs. And as I mentioned, I haven't built my business through a lot of paid advertising. The costs that I spend for building and marketing my business online on a monthly basis are insignificant. It's about the cost monthly of what you might pay for dinner for two in a nice restaurant. Anything else that you choose to build or to spend is just that, something you choose. One of the beauties of internet marketing is that you control the entire process from start to finish. You don't have to rely on printers, manufacturers, media people, or anyone else. Marketing on the internet is fast. It's effective, and you can change things out just on a dime, just on a minute's notice, you can make changes. Now, I believe that marketing successfully on the internet is more of an art than a science. It's an art that's well worth learning because the rewards can be enormous. So you may be asking, well, what's selling on the web? Maybe you already have a business in mind. You know, what should you be pursuing in your online business? You may already have that in place, but let's talk about what is selling. Well, here's the answer to what's selling. Everything. Really and truly, we actually bought my daughter's car through Craigslist. So I'm telling you, everything is selling through the internet. You may want to know what's worked for me on the internet, and the answer may surprise you. Well, it's been network marketing, online MLM, direct sales, affiliate marketing, my own products, coaching. I have done it all, and I've sold all of it through the internet. But here's the thing. I didn't start by selling it all. I started with my own skill set and what I knew, which was network marketing and direct sales. As I already mentioned, I had almost 6 years offline, so it just made sense for me to transition that business online. And I know maybe you're not involved in network marketing now, but you're looking for an online business and you may be thinking of long, boring hotel meetings and bugging all your family and friends when you think of this type of marketing. But you know what? Those days have changed. I like to say, this is not your father's network marketing business. You can build a successful business from your home without leaving it very often. I am. And you can also build a successful local business, sponsoring others in your community using the tools of social media marketing to find, establish a relationship, meet with, and ultimately bring them into your business. It's worked so well for me that I was named the top sponsoring rep 5 of 7 years in one company, and the other 2 years was one of my team members who I had trained. In fact, many who I have coached and who have used these techniques were also named among the top 10 recruiters as well during that time. Then I went on to win this award the last 2 years in my current company, and I've been at the top of leaderboards for many affiliate product launches too. And I did it by getting people to come to me. You can too, and I will teach you. Now, this can be a tough thing, especially if you've been committed to duplicating a system. Sponsors are often concerned that people will get distracted and overwhelmed. But whose business is this anyway? Does your sponsor's hesitancy mean that you shouldn't pursue your passions and develop your knowledge around this amazing tool? Now, through the internet, you have the ability to build a significant business that your upline will profit from, as well as develop multiple streams of income. No, I don't mean multiple network marketing companies. I don't mean that at all. But you have the ability to brand yourself and a business. And this gives you full ownership over your business and makes you more than just a distributor or consultant for XYZ company. And the important thing that you should understand is how the business works and what it really means. Now, you may have been involved in a business, but you've exhausted your warm market already, and you're tired of running expensive advertising and buying worn-out opportunity leads. And you may want to develop your system of building online. And I already mentioned affiliate marketing, network marketing, or direct sales, your own products and services, coaching. The question is, what things are you passionate about? What ideas do you have to base a business around? What are your unique talents, gifts, and interests? Do some research and see what's out there in your area of interest. And then whatever the case, if you want to build a successful business online, here's the most important thing. You must have an online marketing hub. So what's that? I'm glad you asked. We're going to be covering those exact steps in the next audio tomorrow. So stay tuned. I'm going to take you through what that online marketing hub consists of and the resources and tools that you used to get that set up and functioning. So in a nutshell, here's what you need to keep in mind. Social networking and social media marketing online strategies are what I use to create $1 million income. And it unleashed a true business passion that's been unstoppable for me since 1999. I'm absolutely in love with this style of business building. So the question I'm most often asked is it truly possible to meet people, share a business concept, and sponsor others into the business without that face-to-face, belly-to-belly experience that we've been taught about our network marketing business? Can a person really build strong relationships using the internet? And the answer is yes, it absolutely is. Now, please take the time to check with your specific company, if you're already involved in a company, on any policies and procedures regarding internet marketing and social media. You'll want to know this first to avoid any issues later, as some companies have strict policies on using company names, logos, product names, pictures, and so on. Here's a challenge for many, though, and I want to really stress this so you can decide for yourself if the tools of the internet are something that you're committed to putting into your business plan. And I say this because it's important that you have some passion around doing this in order to be successful. If the thought of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, writing blog posts, YouTube, creating videos, working on a website, and putting yourself and your photos out there online don't appeal to you, then the internet is probably not going to work for you. And there are many ways to build a business, and each of them come with their own set of characteristics and requirements that you must do to use them. You know, you think about warm market. It means you have to pick up the phone and introduce what you're doing to those you know. And it's a great place to start. I started there. There's lifestyling and networking events. So in this case, you must be willing to meet strangers, develop rapport, and exchange contact information so you can follow up and discuss business. There's advertising. In this case, you must be willing to spend money, develop and test ads, and call people back who contact you. And then there's lead lists. You must be willing to spend money and dial. People aren't going to call you, so don't delude yourself. They won't just answer your emails either. And then there's online. With online, you must be willing to develop the technology tools and do the action steps so that people can find you. The internet is a fantastic way of extending your networking to really bring people offline to the online world as well, but it takes action and work. It consists of your blog, your website, your autoresponder and lead capture, social media marketing funnels, and so on. I share the exact steps of how to do all this in my ebook, MLM, The Internet and You. And you can get that over at MLMInternetandYou.com. MLMInternetandYou.com. When I started exploring the concept of using the internet back in October of 1999, no one in network marketing was sharing their secrets. So again, I was taught by the true internet marketers. And today I know that that was a blessing because what they taught me is exactly what I still do today. Yeah, a few things have changed. Facebook and YouTube came along. They didn't exist. But other similar things did exist out there. So that really is it. That's what we have to cover today. I do want to share this with you, and I've mentioned this already. I had already built my business offline for 6 years before I took my business online. And so if you're coming to the internet out of fear and you haven't learned any of the business skills, it's possible that you won't succeed. I've seen this over and over again in my, you know, nearly 15 years online, because going to the internet out of fear doesn't help you, because you still have many of those same fears. If you need to learn the basic skills of network marketing, check out my MLM Business Mastery program. You can go to mastermlmsuccess.com, mastermlmsuccess.com, and learn more about it. So that's it for today. You can find more training and information over at my blog, jackiealmer.com. You can ask questions over on my Facebook page, jackiealmer.com/FB. Or connect with me on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. Send me a tweet right now, at Jackie Almer, and let me know that you've listened to the first part of Profit in Your PJs. So have an amazing day, and I will see you on tomorrow's audio series, where we get into the nitty-gritty of building that online marketing hub and all the tools and components that go along with that. So till then, make it a great day. Okay, here comes the legal mumbo-jumbo, which I'm required to tell you. I do not guarantee that anyone participating in these programs will generate any income. As with any business, each person's business results may vary. Earnings are going to depend on a number of factors, including the area in which you live, individual effort, business experience, company, diligence, and leadership. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.